Harihi Om Sahana Vavatu Sahanao Bhunaktu Sahaviryankaravavahai Tejasvi Navatitamastoma Vidvishavahai Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Om Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Sorry. So now continuing with the chapter where Drona is commanding the army, and his strategy is to shorten the war by capturing Yudhishthira, because otherwise everyone will just go on fighting till there's no one left to fight, because Duryodhana is not going to give up, you know, and until he gives up, then Yudhishthira's, you know, not going to stop, because he's, you know, it's basically Duryodhana is demanding the war. So then he sees the opportunity, well, if you capture Yudhishthira, then you finish the war, because he'd rather not kill Yudhishthira. Because that was the other, because up to now, that's never been kind of the plan. It's always been that the troops will overwhelm them so much that they'll, the Pandavas, that they'll just give up. But now he's made a plan to capture, because then if he kills them, then why would he, you know, because they're such great personalities. But if he captures them, then he'll be defeated, so then, you know, and then Duryodhana's idea is that if we capture him, then we'll have another gambling match and send him to the forest again. Early on the 12th morning, news again reached Yudhishthira that Drona was intent on capturing him. He heard from his spies about Susharma's promise. When Arjuna was informed, he said to his brother, "Still you need not fear, O king. Here is Satyaki, my disciple and my equal in every respect. He will remain by your side at all times. Even if I am away, you cannot be captured while he is present." Reassured, Yudhishthira issued orders for the day's battle. His forces were soon moving towards the fight, causing the earth to vibrate and raising clouds of dust as they proceeded in the formation shaped like an alligator. As soon as Arjuna appeared before him, Susharma, who stood ahead of the Kaurava army, challenged him. Bound by Kshatriya codes, Arjuna accepted the challenge and charged. The 30,000 chariots of the Samsaptakas and Trigartas immediately surrounded him, as the rest of the Pandava forces moved on across the plain to engage with other Kaurava troops. Arjuna began a furious battle with those fearless warriors. They let out deafening roars and hurled their weapons at him. Hearing their elated shouts, Arjuna said to Krishna, "Just see, O son of Devaki, how these men who are about to fall in battle are transported with joy when they really should be weeping. Or perhaps they are happy as they see before them heaven's glowing regions, which can never be attained by cowards." Arjuna lifted his gold-encrusted celestial conch and let out a mighty blast. All four quarters were filled with the sound. Horses excreted and men fell from the chariots. Others were paralyzed with fear and stood motionless for a few moments. When the sound died away, they regained their senses and again roared. Taking up their bows, they fired thousands of shafts, fletched with conch feathers. In an instant, Arjuna had shot arrows to counter every one of his opponent's swift-coursing shafts. They fell in pieces to the ground. Arjuna pierced all the foremost charioteers who were bearing down upon him. Susharma and his brothers responded with sharp-pointed arrows that struck Arjuna's arm and chest. A huge shower of other steel arrows fell on Arjuna's chariot like a swarm of black bees going towards a tree full of blossoms. Krishna drove the chariot and baffled the enemy attack. As he emerged from the hail of shafts, Arjuna fired razor-headed arrows that cut down his foe's standards. With arrows shot in swift succession, he slew the four horses of Sudaman, one of Susharma's brothers, and then cut off his head. As the prince fell from his chariot, his four brothers increased the fury of their attack. Tens of thousands of other chariot fighters and horsemen hurled their weapons at him from all sides. At the same time, the Narayana army from Dwarka rushed into the fight with terrible cries. Arjuna was completely engaged in the battle as the rest of the Pandava forces met the Kauravas some distance away. With their forces arranged in a formation resembling an eagle, The Kauravas closed on their enemies. Drona, stationed at the head of the array, at once made for Yudhishthira. Satyaki charged Drona, releasing his swift arrows by the hundreds. He attacked the Kuru preceptor and rendered his two charioteers unconscious with a volley of arrows, piercing his horses with even more arrows. He brought Drona's chariot to a halt. Drona was filled with rage, and he gazed at his antagonist with bloodshot eyes. Considering that Satyaki's time had come, he shot a dozen snake-like shafts that sundered his bow and pierced his armor. Unperturbed, Satyaki grasped another bow and replied with 30 of his own arrows. They struck Drona, and he spun around in his chariot and dropped his bow. Seeing the preceptor hard-pressed by Satyaki, other Kaurava fighters came to his aid. At the same time, other Pandava warriors joined Satyaki, and a fierce general battle fight followed. Drona quickly regained his senses and fought on in total rage. Thousands of Panchala and Matsya warriors surrounded him, and he killed them all, including the two powerful princes, Satyajit and Satanika. Seeing his troops being mowed down, Dhrishtadyumna came forward with Shikhandi. Along with Satyaki, Chaikitana, and many other Pandava heroes, they managed to hold Drona in check. As the battle raged, the soldiers on both sides fell in waves. The battlefield was a morass of flesh and blood. Drona fought like a man possessed. The Pandava army quaked in fear as he released his celestial weapons that slew them by the thousands. Drona forced all his attackers to turn away from him in the fight. He could hardly be looked upon, and the Pandavas surrounding him were routed. Duryodhana laughed and spoke to Karna, who was there at his side. "Behold, Radheya, how these troops flee from the battle. They seem to spin around and around as they look for a path by which to escape from Drona. I think they have lost all taste for battle. Surely they are seeing the world as being full of Drona. How will they return to the fight? What can even Bhima do against the warlike preceptor?" Karna was in a grave mood. That Pandava hero will never abandon the fight so long as life remains in him, nor will his brothers turn away from battle at any time. Remembering the woes you inflicted upon them, they will rush against us again and again. Even now the mighty Bhima is coming forward. Doubtlessly he will slay our forces in vast numbers. See too how Satyaki and Dhrishtadyumna are rallying back to the fight, along with the twins and numerous other Maharatas among our foes. All of them are bearing down on Drona with the singleness of purpose. Let us prepare our forces without delay. So Karna is very practical when it comes to fighting. You know, he has that impracticality of supporting Duryodhan, even though he's not qualified to be supported. But when it comes to a fight, then he knows who's superior, who's junior, who's this, and he respects that. Well, we see is Duryodhana doesn't necessarily. He'll say someone's greater who's not, and someone's lesser who is, and you know, like this kind of thing. Duryodhana personally attacked Bhima, his mind seized with anger, at the head of a massive elephant force. He challenged the Pandava with insulting words. Bhima laughingly shot spiked arrows at the elephants. Drawing his great bow back to his ear, he sent his shafts with such force that they felled the elephants one after another. Bhima's chariot moved like the wind from side to side as he rained down his irresistible weapons. Right? So when they say he's the best at club, that doesn't mean he's not good at anything else. It just means they're all excellent at all the weapons, but he's, you know, that shines the most in club. Or, you know, does that make sense? So you have all these different warriors. Arjuna is the only one that excels in all of them. But otherwise, then the other brothers like Yudhishthira in javelin. But it doesn't mean he's not good with bow and arrow or sword or like that. Okay, Bhima. He dispersed his attackers like a tempest scattering clouds. The blood-soaked elephants, pierced all over, appeared beautiful like dark clouds lit by the rays of the setting sun. Excited, Duryodhana approached Bhima and pierced him with a number of shafts. Bhima turned his blood-red eyes towards the Kaurava and licked his lips. Instantly, he shot dozens of gold-winged arrows, which pierced Duryodhana deeply. The broad-headed shaft had cut down the black gem-encrusted serpent banner that flew above Duryodhana's chariot. He then severed Duryodhana's bow with another shaft and set up a roar. Seeing the core of a leader afflicted by Bhima, the barbarian king leading the elephant division came forward on his massive beast. Without delay, Bhima struck the elephant between the eyes with a powerful shaft that stopped it in its tracks. With four more arrows, he brought the elephant crashing to the ground. Just as it fell like a mountain struck by a thunderbolt, the barbarian chief tried to leap clear, but even as he jumped, Bhima cut off his head with a razor-headed arrow, fired with deadly accuracy. Seeing their leader slain, the other elephant warriors fled. Duryodhana tried to rally them, but without success. He moved away from Bhima and saw Bhagadatta coming up fast to assist him. The mighty fighter on his invincible elephant, Supratika, rushed towards Bhima, seeming to fly over the battlefield. Bhima fired his long shafts at the charging beast, but they fell harmlessly from his body. In a moment, the elephant reached Bhima's chariot and crushed it along with its horses as Bhima threw himself clear. That's a big elephant, right? Comes in and just stomps on the chariot, and the whole thing, and the horses are all just, squashed. Supratika reared up again and again, screaming in fury, and looked around for Bhima. The Pandava ran between the beast and struck it with his bare arms. In pain, the elephant whirled around like a potter's wheel. Bhima came out from underneath it, and the elephant seized him in its trunk. Bhima spun around and freed himself from the twine of the trunk, and again hid beneath the screaming beast that was endeavoring to kill him. Yudhishthira saw Bhima and ordered a division of his own elephants to assist him. As Supratika was diverted by the attack of enemy elephants, Bhima saw his chance and dashed away, because he doesn't have his chariot, so. The battle then ensued between Bhagadatta and the Pandava forces mounted on elephants, led by the Dasharna king. They surrounded Bhagadatta and covered him with volleys of arrows. Bhagadatta fended off their shafts with his whirling hook. Goading Supratika forward, he trampled and crushed the enemy forces like a storm crushing a forest. Chariots, horsemen, and infantry were mangled as the great beast rampaged across the field. Impervious to his foes' weapons, the elephant caused chaos among the Pandava forces. Soldiers fled and their animals cried in terror. Rising above the sound were Supratika's frightful screams as it thundered about the field unchecked. Right? Because these are war elephants. Of elephants, there's five different kinds. So one of them will be, you're going to be your temple elephants, like that. But one of them is also war elephants, right? And then you in the middle you have elephants for work and stuff like that. So then they have their different grades. So the war elephants are very big, and how you know is that they have certain lakshanas on their body. So people know, can go and look at the elephant and read all these lakshanas and tell you what kind of elephant they are. So then these naturally on the battlefield, these will all be war elephants. And then of them, this Supratika is a monstrous one. So you can imagine if elephants are already big, male elephants are quite big. And then of that, then you're going to have war elephants who'll be bigger. And then of war elephants, this one's the biggest, right? So then, nothing to, you want to be careful around this elephant. Some way off, Arjuna battled on alone against the Samsaptikas and the Narayana army. Wow, the Narayana army is there. As he fought, I didn't catch that the Narayanas were also fighting with Arjuna. I thought it was only the Samsaptikas. Like that. As he fought, he could hear Supratika's screams. Recognizing the sound, he said, "O Madhusudan, it is clear that the Pratyotishtha ruler is annihilating our army. I doubt if anyone can stop his elephant except us. What then is my duty, O Krishna? I think I should proceed at once to where Bhagadatta is roaring out his battle cry. Dispatching him and his beast to the abode of death, I will then return to this fight." Krishna agreed and urged Arjuna's horses towards the rest of the Pandava army. As they raced away, however, the Samsaptikas called out from behind, "Why do you flee from the fight? Turn and face us again, for you have not yet defeated us." This is the Kshatriya mood. It's just, we haven't been defeated, so the fight's still on. Not that he's the best warrior and has already, killed thousands and thousands of them. The point is we're still standing, so the fight's not over. Right? Arjuna was caught in a dilemma. He wanted to save his army from Bhagadatta, but he could not avoid the Samsaptikas. No kshatriya worthy of his name could refuse a challenge. He told Krishna to stop the chariot and turn around. First he would wipe out the entire Samsaptika force, then deal with Bhagadatta. As Krishna wheeled the chariot around, Arjuna could not fix his mind. There were hundreds of thousands of warriors supporting Susharma and his army. They were spread out over a large area, and it would take hours to overcome them. By then, Bhagadatta and his unstoppable elephant might have done untold damage. Suddenly, the Samsaptikas launched a coordinated attack on Arjuna. Countless arrows descended upon his chariot, striking both him and Krishna. Krishna dropped the reins and fell back in a swoon as the barbed steel shafts covered him. The chariot stopped and vanished beneath the hail of arrows. Losing his patience, Arjuna decided to invoke the Brahmastra weapon. He fixed a golden arrow to his bow and chanted the sacred mantras to bring the awful weapon into being. With consummate skill, he directed it at his foes, continuously firing long shafts imbued with the power of the Brahmastra. A solid wall of blazing arrows went towards the Samsaptikas. The warriors fell to earth with their heads, arms, and legs severed. Chariots were smashed into fragments and elephants cut to pieces. Horses and riders fell dead by the thousands. The whole army appeared to be on fire, struck by the beautiful but deadly shafts shot by Arjuna's mystic powers. Krishna returned to his senses and said, "Well done, Partha. I think this feat of weaponry would have been hard for Indra, Kuvera, or even Yamaraj himself. Our enemies are routed. Those staying in the fight are being slayed like insects in entering a fire." Arjuna asked Krishna to go quickly to Bhagadatta. He could return later to deal with the rest of the Samsaptikas and the supporting armies, right? Because now they'll be in complete disarray. So as they're in disarray, then he can go off. You know, he doesn't have to wait. But before they're fighting, then he turns and they say, "Hey, where are you going?" But now he's fought with them so heavily that they're all just wiped out. And, you know, there'll be still some left, but then they'll have to organize themselves. In the meantime, he can go. As swift as the wind, the chariot flew over the battlefield and soon arrived where the battle of Bhagadatta was taking place. Seeing Arjuna entering the fight, Duryodhana detailed a large force of chariot attackers to attack him. They rushed in a body towards Arjuna and rained their arrows, darts, and lances upon him. Bearing the attack with fortitude, Arjuna continuously worked the Gandiva bow and sent the whistling shafts at all the warriors who came at him. Fearless of their lives, the Kaurava troops charged at Arjuna with shouts and roars. The Pandava cut them down with his arrows as a farmer cuts down a field of wheat. Seeing Arjuna annihilating his troops, Bhagadatta raced towards him. He showered a downpour of arrows on Arjuna's chariot and directed Srupatika to trample him. Arjuna calmly resisted his attack with volleys of his own shafts, even as the shore resists the ocean. The two warriors hurtled about the field, locked in deadly combat. Bhagadatta sent hundreds of arrows at both Arjuna and Krishna, but Kunti's son cut them down before they could reach him. Supratika charged at Arjuna like a mountain rocking across the field. Impervious to Arjuna's arrows, the animal screamed in fury as it bore down on the golden chariot. Krishna masterfully drove the horses and evaded the charge, feigning to the left of the beast. As he passed to Bhagadatta's side, Arjuna saw his opportunity to slay the unprotected warrior and his animal. But remembering the rules of combat, he desisted from the act, right? Because they can't fight from the side. So it means if you're going to make it a fair fight, you have to be able to face each other. Right? Chariots, they can shoot this side, that side, and so like that. You won't shoot from the back. But anywhere, it's like 180 degrees, you can deal. But with the elephants, they can only deal right in the front. You know, they're too big, you know, so they have to be able to move. Right? Seeing Arjuna's chariot slipping past, Bhagadatta's elephant was overpowered by rage and ran pell-mell through the Pandava forces. Hundreds of chariots with their warriors, horses, and chariots were crushed and slaughtered. Arjuna was infuriated by Bhagadatta's remorseless attack, right? Because he got angry that he got away, so they just went and they hadn't challenged or anyone. They just went through and just killed people. They'll be busy in some other fight and that, and they just squashed them. But the point was, is he didn't kill. He could have killed him easily as he went past there, but he didn't because it was against the rules, right? But here, then Bhagadatta, just how he dealt, then it's like this guy's not behaving properly. You know? Okay. So then we'll see how the fight unfolds. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.